All right, so I'm back and I'm back again to another video, and I am calling this video No Homo, No Homo. And, well, there's a couple reasons I'm doing this video. Actually, I had, was given, got the idea to do this video earlier yesterday while I was traveling through my city. I saw this poster. And I'm not exactly sure what it means, but of course, you know, the fact that you have two men embracing in something that looks like a, you know, like a sexual type of a position, whatever you want to call it, you know, almost like you would see with a man and a woman. It kind of caught my interest a little bit. I wasn't totally shocked by it. I didn't really. You know, but I thought that it was unusual, of course. It was something out of the ordinary, of course. And I thought that I might want to talk about it in the video. I wasn't sure how I was going to do that. But then I was inspired further to do a video like this by watching a video by Zaza Ali. As some of you may be familiar with Zaza Ali. That name, if you don't know, you probably know her name. She used to be linked with Professor Griff, and they had a fallout, whatever the case may be, and now she's doing her own thing. And she just uploaded a video that was entitled "Should Gay Black Men Separate from the Black Community?" And I thought, goddamn. I mean, and it's part of the reason why I'm calling this video No Homo, because for some reason on YouTube, I mean, to talk about anything to do with gay or lesbian issues or your thoughts and feelings about the LGBT community is like taboo almost. And it's almost like a toxic issue that will, you know, will get you in trouble some at some point or another to talk about these things. And that's why I really don't do it. You know, on none of my channels do I really delve into the issue. I may mention it from time to time, and I may mention some, you know, how my feelings, you know, in passing. But never do I do a video dedicated to the issue of, you know, homosexuality. Because I've you know, been burnt a couple of times in the past by, you know, doing that. And it seems to have been a thing where you just don't, it just gives you the feeling that that's something that you just don't want to do on YouTube. I don't know if it's because the powers that be, you don't have an issue with it or what, but... You know, I just don't do it. But so for her to, she almost like read my mind when she, you know, made the video, and I thought it's a pretty bold title. And it's a very good subject to delve into, even though I'm not really going to delve into that completely. I'm going to touch on it somewhat. This conversation she started, which is should gay black men separate from the black community? I want to talk about that a little bit, but I really want to talk about this issue of just. This thing that we just don't, it's like we don't have a right to talk about, you know, the homosexual community and what their role is in the overall black community, you know. What I want to do before I got too deeply into this video is I wanted to play you a clip from Zaza's video, and where she's kind of expressing, you know, the same thing that I'm talking about as far as, you know, how you are almost like attacked by, you know, the LGBT community, if you even have any questions about their behavior or the role that they play in good or bad in our community, you know, and it's like, what's up with that? You know, really, what's up with that? We see you, we know you're there, you know, we hear you, yeah, you're queer. I say this shit, they're here, they're queer, and whatever the case may be, however the fuck they say it, and it's, you know, whatever, but we'll get into that a little bit. But I want, let me, before I get too deep into this video, let me play her clip. Because I think it's a pretty bold of her to even attempt to delve into that subject. And I don't even know if her video will last. So let me go ahead and play this clip before they, you know, for her shit is shot down. And then I'm going to be walking on eggshells through the rest of this video. You know, talk about, you know, some of my thoughts and feelings on it. So I'll be right back. Here's Zaza and I'll be back to you in a minute.
Peace. Hello, this is Zaza Ali. Today is Tuesday, October the 17th. I pray that this message reaches you in the best of health, spirit, and mind. I am doing well. Thank you so much for asking or thinking it. Before, you know, the conversation gets crazy or before people start to jump to conclusions and start to attacking me, let me just say that the title of this video in this conversation was brought to me by a gay black man. So I am responding to his messages, which I'm going to read during this video and then address. But the concept of gay black men needing to separate themselves from black people is not my idea. It's not my question. It is a question that I am responding to from a gay black man who came on one of my video with Willie D, the interview that I did. And you can go back and look at that video to hear what I said and also to read his comments. And so I'm responding to him because I think that this is an important conversation. And unfortunately, it's this subject has become extremely taboo now where everybody's kind of ducking and dodging the fact that, you know, this, I don't want to call it an epidemic because I know all things work for the greater good. But just let me just say, you know, that everything I'm going to say is out of love and all of the comments on this video, disrespect is not going to be tolerated. And when I speak on, you know, topics pertaining to this, I always make a note and I have a tendency to even erase comments, things that are disrespectful, you know, and outlandish. We don't have to do that. And one of the reasons why I don't really talk about this is because I noticed that people in the homosexual community, when you talk about criticize certain things in their behavior or in their community, or just give your opinion on what you feel about what's taking place, good, bad, or indifferent, they go into attack mode. And so you find yourself up against the ropes being, you know, put up on a cross because you gave your opinion. I don't understand how everybody in the black community can be under a microscope right now. Because, you know, we are going through a purging process and we are working on our issues and striving to be better and do better as a collective. Not all of us are, but as a collective, we're striving to get this thing right. Economics, health, you know, well-being, mental illnesses, you know, all of us are kind of under this microscope. But then when it comes to the homosexual community, it's like hands off. Like nobody can touch this. Nobody can discuss this. So I'm not susceptible to those unwritten laws. This is something that is impacting all of us. If you know about the collective concept of humanity, not just black people, but humanity in general, you would be foolish to think that if we have this mass uptick in homosexuality in across the world, that is not going to have an impact on the rest of humanity. So as a gay black man, as a homosexual person, if you are not willing to put yourself under that microscope, to put the behavior of your community under that microscope, because all of us have issues, most of us are suffering, most of us need correction. If you're not willing to put yourself under that microscope in your community, then you need to stop talking. I'm very well read and very well versed on a lot of different things. The only thing that people like you tend to talk about or comment on is things that you feel are critical of your way of life. But how can I be so critical of myself? And then you applaud that, but then I don't have the leeway to criticize other things in our community that I feel like impact me and will also impact my son and generations to come. So I'm going to get into this video. Make sure you go to my website, ZazaAli.com. If you appreciate what I do, if you appreciate my message, purchase my books, purchase my merchandise, and support my work because this is my livelihood. I'm working on my third book right now called The Science of Sex. And this is part of the conversation that I'm having in the book because And even just as far as the homosexual community, like, stop pretending like there is not a broad aspect of the homosexual community, particularly with men, that is not only geared on set based on sex. Okay, there's a movement now for gay people being able to marry and, you know, and being able to share the legalities and responsibility. And I'm not saying gay people can't love each other and that there aren't gay people in loving relationships, but there's also an element of the homosexual community that is only based on sex. We have sexually transmitted diseases now that are only being found in gay men. Cancer of the throat. Now, that's not only something that's particular to gay men, but it's an epidemic now in the gay community. Different physical ailments in the rectum area and things that men have to deal with because it is not natural or normal to be constantly being penetrated in that area of your body.
All right, so there you have it. There it is, a clip from Zaza Ali's video entitled "Should Gay Black Men Separate from the Black Community?" And again, you see how much time she spends just in trying to deal with what she believes she's going to have to deal with throughout the video, which is backlash from the LGBT community, which I believe possibly could be some of the people in charge here at YouTube. I really don't know how true that is or not. But, you know, just thinking about the amount of flack that I've gotten from doing videos touching on the subject of homosexuality in the black community. And you know, again, it's almost something that's really like taboo. And it's almost like, you know, you're reluctant to do it because of, again, the amount of backlash you get from that community. But since she, you know, gave me an opportunity, she opened the door, I'm going to go ahead and step the fuck on in and see where this whole thing ends. And, you know, just dealing with the subject of homosexuality in the black community, along with everything else that's going on in the black community, it's just another one of the issues that we have to deal with that has to be sorted out. As we sort ourselves out, because we call ourselves a community, but again, we're all over the fucking place. I mean, there are all kinds of, you know, things that are going on in our community that really, the only thing that really connects us in reality at this time is the color of our skin and our common history. Those are the only things that really connect us, that bind us. Our behavior, the way we think, what we believe in, how we see life, those things should also connect us, but they don't. And this is a very glaring example of how that is possible. When we have a large gay and lesbian community inside the black community that nobody talks about, nobody wants to deal with, nobody wants to have a conversation about, but it's growing every day. And there's pretty much nothing that can be done about that except some form of separation. Now, whether they separate themselves from us or we separate ourselves from them, doesn't matter how it has to happen. If we're to get, I'll say like she says, if we're to get right again or healthy again, it's going to have to take place. It's not just, I don't want to just, focus in necessarily on, even though that's what this video is supposed to be about. But that's just one segment of the black community. But there are many others that are going to have to be, you know, if those of us who are talking about becoming healthy again, living naturally, normally again, having a healthy family and community structures and relationships, there's going to be a lot of other types of different types of behavior and different types of ideologies that we have to separate ourselves from. Doesn't have to. We don't have to all be together. This is just not going to happen. It has just been too much damage that has been done, and we display that in so many different ways. Yeah, I'm fucked up in my way, you know, in one way. You're fucked up in another way. She's fucked up in another way. He's fucked up in another way. And You know, that's just how the fuck it is. And this gay issue is something that, you know, we really don't have to deal with it. We can let it deal with us. But I think that sooner or later, we're going to have to confront it head on. You know, excuse the pun. And I don't know what the result's going to be. Because whatever we do, it's going to be traumatic. Whatever we do, it's not going to be a very pretty sight. Because, you know, we've taken too much fucking time. We've wasted too much time. And as I said in the recent video, and I'm going to continue to say, you know, some problems, you know, they don't just stay the same, you know, over time. They get progressively fucking worse. And that's definitely the case with us as a group of people. And this LGBT issue is just one example of that, of how we're all over the fucking place. And we're not together in our living and thinking. And we don't have to be mad at nobody. I don't have to be mad. I'm not mad at the gay or lesbian person for nothing. Be mad at you for what? You know, if we say that, you know, that they're not well, well, that's just, they're just a canary in the coal mine that tells us that, that we're all not well. That the black family is not, what it's all cracked up to fucking be. And this whole shit about having a dad in the family solves everything is also a bunch of bullshit. You see? And so this issue really gives us an opportunity to talk about the larger issue of what we are as a group of people, who we are and what we are as a group of people, how we're going to live or not live as a group of people, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable behavior for us as a group of people, or is it anything fucking goes? You dig? And this is why, you know, this is one of the side effects or the effects of the grass hut. Because I can guarantee you there's not going to be many homosexuals that are going to want to live in a fucking grass hut. Or talking about living in a natural and normal way in terms of how I believe that we were living prior to the concept of the European. Or as close as we possibly can get to that. You know, they're not going to want to do that. That doesn't fit into their what reality is for them. But again, it's just not for the gay, lesbian, LGBT. It's for a lot of Negroes. That doesn't fit into their, you know, their I'll just say, for lack of a better term, their sick and warped mindset. And so even though we look at the homosexual, we look at their behavior, and it's obvious to us, you know, that, hey, we're offended by it. We feel a certain way about it. We cannot lose sight of the fact that these people come from us. They're our brothers, they're our sisters, they're our aunts, they're our uncles, they're part of our family. They didn't come from outer space. How do you justify that? Or how do you make sense of that when you're not gay, your dad's not gay, your mom's not gay, you know, other people in your family, but you have these people come out and they're gay. It's the way that we function. It's the total dysfunction of the black community and the black family in particular. Or we say the nuclear black family, which is the mother, the father, the kid, which is the nucleus of the family. It's not the whole family. It's the nucleus of the family. That is not functioning properly. Even though we say it is. Why? Because it's European based. And it's not the best of European either. It's the worst of European culture. It's the fucking pig guts, if you will, of European culture that we were given to adopt and to live like. And if we ever decide to come back to our senses and try to get our natural motherfucking black minds right back again, we will find that these issues and these things we see as being problems will evaporate. And homosexuality being one of them. But that's going to take the kind of work that I don't believe we're willing to do. That's going to take the kind of sacrifice I don't be willing to make. You know? And so, what's the name of the video? Should gay black men separate from the black community? Well, I mean, I think they've pretty much already done that unofficially, you know, because they're not, well, I guess unless they're on the DL, you know, and they're not admitting to the fact that they are gay by saying that they're, you know, bisexual, whatever the case may be, which is, you know, I don't know how, you know, what that means, except that you're gay, but you also fuck women too. I don't know, whatever, that means or whatever. But yeah, so these are, this is just another issue that we have to deal with as a group, along with many, many other issues that we have to deal with and face that we're not dealing with. We're not looking at. We're not thinking about dealing with this shit. We're just allowing it to fester, and we're allowing it to get progressively fucking worse until, and I will say this, continue to say this, until the problem gets so fucking bad that the only thing left for us is going to fucking be death. So this issue, I think, is something that we don't have to think about, because, I mean, it's once you set up, if we ever decide to commit to a way of living and thinking, and we decide that the way we live does not include a gay and lesbian lifestyle, it does not include that, then that pretty much solved the problem. Because if you are part of the community and you're gay and lesbian, well, then you're going to have to leave our community because we do not accept that kind of behavior here. It's not that we don't like you. It's not that we don't love you. You're still not my brother. You're still my sister. You come hang out, single, come visit, whatever you want to do. We're not saying that. We understand. But as far as you living amongst us and being a part of what we're trying to accomplish, that's not going to work. You see? And so we can't take this. A lot of us want to say, oh, well, I hate the motherfucking faggots. I can't stand the motherfuckers. Well, I don't know. I think that just kind of, you know, makes you kind of suspect. You have this kind of fucking venom toward people. And, you know, I don't know. That's because again, we're all fucked up in our own special way. You know, the fact that we speak English and we live like Europeans, right there shows here's the fucking problem. That we're not acting like the, like I said, you know, we're just like the transgender as a group of fucking people who doesn't want to be what nature made them to be. We don't want to be what nature made us to be in the slightest fucking least. So how mad can we be at the gay or the lesbian? We can't be that fucking mad at them. Right? Now I have a lot of animosity towards, you know, gays and lesbians. I do. Because I understand that they're extremely fucking aggressive in their promotion of their fucking sick and twisted lifestyles, as far as I'm concerned. That's the problem I have with them, if anything. Not the way they want to live, but the fact, no, you can't be friendly with a gay motherfucker without them wanting for you to either fuck them or for them to fuck you. It has to be some sex involved kind of way. That's why I don't, no, man, listen, hey, man, yeah, right, whatever. No, No, we ain't, when there's no smiling and patting nothing. Don't pat me on the hand, the back, and nowhere else. No, I'm not smiling up in your fucking faces. I know when, once I give you a smile, that's an automatic signal for you that we're about to fuck. And that ain't gonna happen. So, no, I'm not mad at them, you know, in terms of the overall situation, but I'm mad at the fucking, some of the fucked up behavior that I've seen, and also with the lesbian females, you know, who have this, you know, imaginary penis envy that they suffer with. And, you know, they want to be man-like and all this other bullshit and, you know, don't even know what a fucking man is. You know what a nigga is. Yeah, you know, that's for the black gay lesbian bitch. You know what a nigga is, but you don't know what a man is. You've never seen a real man. If you knew what a real man was, you wouldn't want to be one. Because that's somebody that's a part of a family. That's a title inside of a family. That's a part of a family group that live together, that work together, and that have traditions and culture that does not include being gay or lesbian. So you would not want to be like a real, naturally, normally functioning man. You want to be like the ex-slave nigga man. Just walk around, yeah, talking loud, the bass, big loud bass, the voice, and you know, like you going to do something to somebody. That's all it is. So you can fuck all the bitches. Or lick all the bitches, not fuck them. Well, I guess you could fuck them with your, you know, with your fucking sock dildo, whatever the fuck y'all use. I don't know what you call it. But yeah, so I mean, yeah, I got my issues with these motherfuckers. Like I said, I've never been trouble out of the lesbian bitches. These bitches, I mean, they're off the fucking chain. Especially if you get them in a group. You know, you try to work amongst these motherfuckers. Hey, man, you can forget it. And no, you're not going to, you listen. All you can do, like I tell the straight, you know, nigga, male or female, is to beg me to kill your fucking ass. All you can do is beg me to take something and see how much of your fucking brains I can knock out your fucking head. That's all you can do. I'm not mad at you. You want to die by fucking with me. You saying you want to die. That's all you're saying. If you think you're saying something else, congratulations, because you're fucking not. And so this is how I look at the situation with the, this issue of gayness inside the black community. Of course, it's a natural offshoot of what we've been going through over this last 40 years. And it's dysfunctional fucking behavior that we think is something normal when it's really something sick. But otherwise, it's not just homosexuality, it's also pedophilia. It's also motherfucking, men raping and abusing women. That's also an issue. Drug abuse, alcohol, all kinds. We have all kinds of fucking problems. So the homosexuality is just the tip of the iceberg. It's what we can see and point fingers at. But the whole thing is sick. What the fuck else could it be but something sick? And the problem is we're not trying to get well because we see our fucking sickness as something normal. And that's the heart of our problem. And not any particular group of people that's inside, they will disappear if we ever got well again. They're just a side effect. That's all. And so that's how I see this whole thing. And Zaza was getting into it, she's got into a lot deeper. So if you want to watch the full video, you can. It's like three parts. She makes, them long ass videos. I can't. This shit is a three part video she got up. And she says some pretty interesting things. A lot of times, I don't listen to a lot of things she says because she gets off with that metaphysical bullshit, the outer space, being in touch with your fucking ozone layer or whatever the fuck it is she's digging in. I'm not into it. But then there's things that she does say that does make sense and I can agree with. And I can, learn something from it and get something out of what she's saying. Along with a lot of people speaking on you, like Dr. Umar, people like that. Well, yeah, there's a lot of bullshit, the shady shit going on around, fringes is what he has to say. But then he also says some things that we need to hear. He says things that don't just make sense, but things that we need to be aware of. So you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater all the time when you listen to people talk. There are pearls of wisdom in there somewhere. You got to dig around in there and find them sometimes. And that's how I look at Zaza. And she definitely was hitting on something in this video, especially the parts that I paid for you, just talking about, being able to talk about, the LGBT community is a problem. Because right away, the attacks start. And I'm not sure this video I'm making right now, and I haven't really said much, is going to be attacked. But if it is, hey, listen, whatever. I ain't tripping off that shit. We're not a well people. We just think we are. Yes, you look good. You feel good. You smell good. But you're not good. And there's nothing going to make us understand that until, the final countdown takes place and this shit really busts wide open, which I believe it's about to do. I believe Donald Trump is just a prelude to what's to come. They put his dumb ass up there. And they're going to use him possibly to pull the fucking trigger that brings this whole fucking thing to a dead stop. I don't know. I mean, anything's possible. After 9/11, everything's up in the fucking air. Because that was a day like no other day we've ever seen before. But we will see again. It's just a matter of time. But that's for another video. I'm not going to talk about it in this video. We'll stick with the gay, lesbian, LGBT, marches, whatever, pillow biter motherfuckers, whatever you want to call them. Don't let me start. And so this is some of my thoughts. I didn't want to make this a long video. I don't want to, talk too much about this, the community, because again, they're very defensive. They're always on the fucking defensive. They can fuck with you and talk about you, but you can't say shit about them. What kind of shit is that? They can critique you and criticize you, but you can't say shit about them. What type of shit is that? Some bullshit. That's what the fuck it is. And so, I mean, I'm gonna cut this video short before I get off into some shit that I really don't want to get off into. And thank you for your time. Take it easy.